We're in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Yud Beis Iyar. Top Shanayim Bob. So we're talking, going through all the different psalim, all the different groups of people that Ezra pulled out of a bubble. Gade v'chrudi, gade him, and if that was deliberate, how do you know they went? How do you know? But if he's done, my cousin, posig. V'chol hanivdol, all those who were taken out, but tumas goyadets amongst the goyim, alayim, they were also brought up. So obviously, to my gade him, who were goyim originally, or avodim, shechradim, also were goyim originally. Mam zedim, and on.
What's the thing about the distinction between the two?
The two different people. A gate is voluntary, and an evet is forced.
Yeah, but once he's meshuchad.
Once he's meshuchad, no difference. Background. Mamzedi minol harinol dechsiv. It says a pasuk. Vayishma sam balad hachorni. There's some balad hachorni from Choron. Heard. V'teviyah ha'evad amayne. Teviyah, who was an amayne's slave. So he also heard, and he was obviously a slave, a goy. And v'nesh uksiv. It says ki rabim beYehuda balad shvuloi. Many people in Yehuda owed him. Ki chasen who he was an edim by Shchanye ben Arach. And Yehonasan benoi. This Teviyah had a son called Yehonasan. Lokach. They married it. Bas Meshulam ben Brachia. They married the daughter of Meshulam ben Brachia. Kasava.
Why do we have to have the whole yichas?
Oh, so right now we're thinking. And they came up with. Oh, what happened was they found out by the basement being built. They tried to stop it. They were evil people. They tried to stop it. So we're telling you who these evil people were. And it sounds like they came up from Babel with Ezra. Who were these people? Kasava. This made a whole held that Oyvig Chavim, that they married a Jewish family. But he holds Oyvig Chavim, Mamzer, the Charles, the Mamzer, that I Mamzer came from Babel. Freddy Mother Honich, first of all, the Mandom, but of Vlad Mamzer, okay, the Charles and Mamzer. El Mandom, but of Vlad Kosh and Michael Mame. What are you going to say then? What do you see Mamzerim when we're in Babel? So furthermore, they might have lived bunny. Who told you they? All we know from this puzzle got married. Who said they had children? Dilmala Habil Abani had no children. The Sufri, the moment, my Dahaka Habil, who told you that it happened above all the Sliko, Dilmahasam Habil, maybe in that just so good for them. That's where they marry these people. Elamahacha, from the following Pasik. It says the Pasik, the Eilaha Oilim, by Nechemia, it says the people who went up from Babel, the following people went up from Tel Melech, also see what these words mean, from the mound of Melech Salt, or Tel Charsha, from the mound that was plowed through and through, Kruv Eida, in another place, the Imad, La Yochlu Lahagi Beisavaisim, they couldn't give the Yishayichas, the Zaram, and the children, Im Yisraelim, the Eid or not. So now we're going to go through who are these people that we didn't know the Yichas. Tel Melech, Mountain of Salt, Elu b'nei Adam shadayim imaseh and maiseh dayim, they behave like the people is dying, which is arayis. So therefore the kids would be mazeidim. Shenevchol temel, that was transformed into a mound of salt. Tel charusha, what do you mean? A mound that was plowed through zeshekoyda abba v'imai, zeshekoyda abba, for a kid who calls our father, v'imai mishatkoy, charusha also was quiet. That the mother said, what are you talking about? You know, no such thing. The father, v'lo yochel hagbez voisim, can't even tell who the mother is either. Zaram, imi sorlem, zahu asufi, this is someone gathered up, shenesef, minashuk. And all of these people came from Bavu to Echisol. That's how we know. Mamzer, asufi, nashtuki. Then there's a deposit, Kruva, a place called Kruva Eidon, Vidashing, and a deposit, what's that place? Now, this is a very interesting Gemara. Two opinions in the Gemara. You see, right here, Lababa just happened, we're arguing those days in philosophy. But Omar Abavu said one opinion, Omar Abavu said, Omar Eidon Ani, Omarti, I said, Yisrael from the Hashem Kruv, I want Eden to be holy to me, like the Kruvim and the Oren. The Haim Samu Atzma Kenemen, and they behave like a leopard who has no scruples, and has no Yichus, and has no, doesn't full of anois. So in other words, I wanted to be tzaddik in the end of being shayim. That's one version. Ikem, other version is pung fakert. Omar Abavu, him Abavu said, Omar Odin Deibja said, Afa pishas, samim asabak and emir, even though they're shayim. To me, chashuv levanik a kruv. To me, they're always chashuv like the kruv on top of the order, because every yid is so special.
Afa pishas
chashuv. Exactly. Two, here's a mamash and machalik, two ways of learning anything.
It's interesting because Tel Melech and Tel Charushim, yeah. I actually thought the Gemara was going to tell us that's referring to Yerushalayim.
Tel Charushim, because it's in Charush.
The Mikdash was plowed, and they plowed salt into it.
What is
it? In order that they can't grow anything in the fields.
It's bad enough for you. You need more ideas. Anyone's going to invite him. You'll soon see how the Gemara uses it in a way that you're saying. Anyone who marries a woman that's not passing for him, malo b'kosav, it's treated ki'ilu choshul cholam kula, as if he plowed through the whole world, and he filled it up with salt, nobody can plant again. Shenemar, it says the pasuk, ve'elu ha'elu mitel melech, tel charsha. So they turned it into a mound of salt, and they, as if it's plowed through, because nobody can plant through again. Says the Gemara, and what's to do with marriage? Because it talks about they cannot give the yichas. They cannot give the yichas. In other words, they have no idea who the families are. So those you married a woman that's not yichus wise suitable for you. No. It says no. They had children. They don't know who the yichus is. The pasuk said the pasuk. Yeah. Anybody marries a woman because they're rich, have a little bonish in regarding the children, they'll have, will not be good children. Shenemar says the pasuk, Hashem bogdu, they were traitors to the Eibishter. Keep bonim zorim yoldu from the kids that gave birth. Yoldu after now, okay. Hashem will tell him, mom and Paul at least will save them. Okay, he won't have children, but he'll have a lot of money. Come with Leimit, says the pasuk, Vaitit. Ata yoichlim. Now they will eat chaydish as chalkeim. The chaydish will eat their portions. What does that mean? Maybe he'll lose his money because that's possible. Yechlim, you'll eat your chalik, you'll eat it up, consume it. But she'll still have all the money from her original family. Both of them will lose the money. Even she did the wrong thing for allowing him to marry her for the money. It'll take a long time. By the time he'll lose the money, he'll really be dead or something close to the time. But very quickly, my mash, what does it mean? In and out, chuck, he'll lose everything. Anybody marries a woman who's not appropriate, Eliyahu Kaif said, Eliyahu will tie you down to a beam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, the Eibishter give you Schmitz. In the beginning of that Braisa, it's very interesting. It says that there are cheddes, but it says that if somebody gets married to a girl that's suitable, the Eibishter, Eliyahu goes up there and he announces, it gives him a kiss on his forehead, and he says, thank you for continuing the Am Yisrael. And then it continues. And if you do the wrong thing, Eliyahu ties you down to a box, and the Eibishter beats you. The Torah learned, Al Kulam and all them, Leo, Kaisiv, Leo, writes, because Baruch Kais and Nebisha signs, Oyla, the Paisal Zari, woes to this person who is now going to ruin his children, will the Fayim with his Prachta, and put a defect on his entire family, he'll burn their reputation. Well, a nice Ishan again is like marrying somebody who's not good, Leo, Kaisiv, Nebisha, Leo, will tie you, because Baruch Kais, Bechala Paisal, you have people walking around saying everybody else is no good, Paisal, he himself must be no good, as we say, Kala Paisal, Mum Paisal. He'll never say a good thing about anybody in the world. A guy who is himself not good will always find fault in everybody else because he knows he's not perfect, so therefore he has to lower the bar. That he himself will have his own mum. Tells the Gemara a story. There was a person, the Benadoi from the Doi, he was Shmuel City. The old Benadoi went into a butcher shop and they said to him, he says to the butcher, give me some flesh. They told him, wait, there's a rabbi here, his gabbai is standing here and buying, let me first serve him and then you can have it. Then I'll give you. He made fun of his name. This is Yehuda, he said Shiskel. The Kodman laid the shokel, that he has a chutzpah to come in line and break into line or come in front of me. Who is this guy? Shiskel means a fresser. He changed his name and he gave him a nickname that he's a fresher. Not even knowing who Yehuda Cheskel is. Also, they went, told of Yehuda what this guy said about you, and he was a rabbi, the Shamte, he rabbi, put the guy in Chedim. Omru, Rogul de Kodi Inche Avdi, if this guy is the habit of calling everybody else an Eved, he's worse than that. It's not just you. Everybody he defames. So then right away, Achr Zaled, Abduhu, so he went up and he said right away, without even any Aedis, I can pronounce clearly that this guy is an Eved. Wait, he's an Eved. Because we just said, Kol Amum Paisal Amum Paisal. Ozla, who the guy went, Azmel Dina. What? Shmuel. Shmuel just said it right now. Of a Talmud of his. Ozla, who Azmel Dina, the guy went and he summoned, now this is another Pumbedisa. Wasn't in the Doi, so he summoned the guy through the Pumbedisa to the Dentoida. He summoned the Cheskel, the Kabbalah Nachman of Nachman, was the Dayan in Pumbedisa. I see Piska does money. He sent him a letter or a summons. Also, Rabbi Yehuda, the Kabbalah of Huna, Rabbi Yehuda, even though he's a Robin, is all right, decided to consult an outsider, Asir Harav. He asked Rabbi Huna in the Doi, he said, what should I do? Should I go to the Dentoida or should I go to the Dentoida? Omalei, he said, Ezelay, should I go or should I go? Technically, you don't have to go. Why not? A very important halacha. The Gabra Ravad, you're greater than Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has no right to summon you to Dentoida because you are more learned than he is. You caught it, the Benesia, but out of respect for the, he's the son-in-law of the Reish Gulusa, is Kum, go, Zil. Let's go. Asa, Ashke, he said, they went, he found the Ka'ovid Micah. So Rav Yehuda went, and he wanted to show Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman, compared to me, you're nobody. How do you have the chutzpah to summon me to the Torah? He saw Rav Nachman was fixing up a fence. So Rav Yehuda, Rabbi, saw him, said, you're a rabbi, keep a shinnis man on parazi, but the law is, if somebody's a rabbi in a city, is also basis malach l'shloishi, now they work in public, because of this demeaning. But not only that, they think that you're one of them, so they don't treat you with the derecheres that you deserve. Omalei, so Nachman said, Purte de Gundrisa de Kam Avid. I'm just making us fixing up a small part of the fence, but he didn't use the word Mica, he used the word Gundrisa, which is, I guess, very colloquial language. Omalei Misanya, well, you hate the words in the Tayyid, the Maka, the Chsibaraisa, or at least Mechitza, the Malaban, the Ban called Mechitza. What are you making up here? What are you using colloquial language? Pasnish for a rabbi to talk this way. Omalei, so the guy said, Rab Nachman said to him, you know what? Yossi, Mara Akarfita, sit down on the stool. On this seat of it, Amalei Misani Safsol Rabbanan. Why don't you use the word in the Gemara, which is Safsol for a seat, or Yitzba Damish, or even the more educated people use the word Yitzba? Why do you use such colloquial language? Amalei Chomar Esroinga. Why don't you eat from Esroinga? Amalei Hachem Shmuel. Shmuel said Kolaim and Esroinga. Instead of saying Esig, you use the word Esroinga, which is really common. It's like whether the Chelsea in England, how they talk, or whatever it is, or Newcastle, Liverpool. Either the third of them is about Gaiva or Essek, either called Essek in the Kaya Rabbana, the title doesn't call anything, but called the Essek Rabbana called, or Yesroigo Damish, or people call Esroigo. What are you using such colloquial language? Amalei Lishtimar Agat Nagva, why don't you come and drink a little bit of this, of a cup which is called a Nagva?
Some guest. He's inviting him, come sit down on the bench.
Rabbi Huda's out to show him.
Yeah, he wants to
who are you? And the question is, why is Nachman continuously using such colloquial language? Not Nachman. Nachman was a dying.
Yeah,
so he wants to show Nachman that I can learn better than you. You shouldn't even. Yeah. You gotta talk. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? He has a guest. He's not telling him the dentator, nor is Rabbi Huda giving him anything. He's giving Rabbi Huda. That's not Shoichid. It's the other way around. It's costing him. Omle Misani, do you hate the word Ispargit? The word Ispargit, they're going to call Ispargit, that cup. Or the word Anfik, Damri Inchi, Omle, Taisi, Doina. You know what? My daughter, Doina Tashkinen, will you know what? I'll ask her to bring us some tea or some nice drinks. Omle, what a name for a girl, Doina. Dung.
Doinak is wax, isn't it?
You call it doinak.
Like,
yeah, I get you. Yeah, you said. There you go. Yeah. Anyway, he said to him, if you're looking for a nickname, it's a good nickname. Amalei Hakam Shmuel and Mishtam Shibishik Tana. Shmuel says you should never ask a young girl to go ahead and serve men because you're teaching her to be very familiar with men. Like the end of the sixth parashah, Shlaim Bas Divi. Look what happened. Even though it's totally not to be blamed, yet she's totally blamed because she's a dabronis. So he answered back, but Tani's a young little girl. The fate of my Rebbe Shmuel said, "A mishdamshim biisha klal bank doyel bank tamei." No difference. You're not allowed to give them too friendly. The shadu lemar shama le'alta. Then he said to Rebbe Shmuel, "Maybe you want to give a bracha to my wife Alta, because his wife was a character, as we know from giving a brachas. Yalta was an intelligent lady, but she's a character." Amalei, so he said to Machem Shmuel, "Kol biisha erva." This is very interesting. Yeah, he said, "Kol biisha erva." Even you want me to go talk to your wife and say, "How are you?" She's going to answer me, "Yes." And that in itself is already erva. Which is amazing, because it could be showing me singing. Here he's saying talking. Yeah. So he said, "Who said you have to talk to my wife?" Pustakela. I meant send her a bracha through somebody. Send me. I'm the Hakam Shmuel said, "You're not even allowed to ask a wife how she is through the husband. You should have nothing to do with somebody else's wife, because that's how you get too friendly." Yeah, that's true. You don't talk about women. So he's so Yalta sent Rav Nachman. Yalta was in the next room and she overheard the entire conversation. She sent a message to her husband, "You look like a fool. This guy, every step of the way, is putting in your place. Stop the conversation, send him out." So Sholcha Levisa's wife was next door, heard the conversation, and she's realizing her husband is losing face over here. So she sent the message, "Shadilei Tigre, let him go, send him away. Stop this fight, stop this argument, do whatever he wants and send him home." He's turning you into an Amoritz. Everyone thought Nachman is the chief dayan. And look at every sentence that comes out of your mouth. He fires something wrong. He shoots you down. That's a wife. He's there to defend the husband. The cover of the husband. He's not Abezin. No, it's privately. He was because you should never have called me to the dentator. Now that you call me, I have to go because of the metrikai. But you should never call me. Yeah.
Of what we see by many rabbonim, that the wife sits in the next room and listens to the shailos.
And now you know who really runs the show.
How many times I remember hearing Dvoira put the phone down?
Well, that's the other way around. Oh,
I'm saying, sits in the next room and listens.
Amalei Maisha to the Ma. What in the world? Which wind brought you in here? Hach over here. Amalei said to him, Taske the Hazmanusa. You called me here. Shad the Marabasra. You sent after me. Amalei Hashta Shusa the Maragimina. He said to him, I don't understand your language. Taske the Hazmanusa Meshadana the Mar. I sent for you. I don't remember sending for you at all. So he said to him, Afish Rabbiuda, Apig, Diske the Hazmanusa Mechadei. Obviously, he didn't. He pulled out of his bag, his satchel over there, he pulled out the letter of the summons. He showed it to him. Omalei, Hagabra, Vahadiske. Rabbi Yehuda said, here is the person that got you to summon me, and here is the summons that you sent to me. You're here anyway. Let's hear the dentator. If I would have realized I would never have called you, but now that you're here, well, let's have the dentator ready. Otherwise, it looks like we're buddy buddies. You know, rabbi, you know, exactly. There's a little union over here, rabbanim. No, they're just there. But he said, tell me your schutz. At least something. My time is shamte malahu gabe. Tell me, why in the world did you put him in chedim? So he said, see a shlichet rabbon, because he standing in the butcher shop. So interesting what he's saying here. Not because he called me names, but because the shliach, my shliach, was in the store there trying to get flesh, and he taunted my shliach. Who's you? You know, who's you, mishleich? Blah, blah, blah. So not that he disrespected me; they disrespected the shliach bezin and Rav. If you remember in the Gemara in Kedushin, in the beginning, we had the three things that Rav is to give malchus on and give shmitz. You know, if you do Kedushin in this marketplace, or you give Kedushin without shiduchim and all that. And one of them was if you mitzayed shliach the rabbon. The Nagde Mash, he said to us, I want to give Malkus already. The Rav Menagin, a man, didn't the Rav give Malkus on somebody who didn't behave properly? So he said, the Odivle of the Lay, I did better than that. Because what I did was worse, because I called him an Eved. That means I basically blackballed him, or blackbanned him. That's far worse. You know, Schmitz, it's over. This will be forever now. That's it. My time of machiz marla davdu. So if you put him a chedim, that's worse. But why did you call him an eved? How do you know? He calls everybody else anshi. V'tani, we learned, and my rebbe taught us kol apoysel posel. V'ainu b'davdu shrochem oilam, and he never finds anything good to say about anybody in the world. Whatever psul he finds, he finds in others. So Rav Nachman said, "Ei madam Shmuel, mechazlei." The Shmuel just said, "You should be suspicious." Obelachruzile mi amar. What you did was much worse. You made a declaration as if it's a fact. Shmuel is saying that you should be suspicious. A person who behaves this way, if he calls everybody a miser, then probably he himself is a miser. Something to that effect. But how do you have the right to get up and make an announcement as if you're a bezin with two eidim? Then nobody can always step forward. In the meantime, the plaintiff said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Ladi karz avda. How in the world he came forward? How in the world he had the chutzpah to call me an eved? Da asina be beis chashmei malka." That's it. Same thing. Okay. Yeah, he said, how do you call me Eved? I come from the family of Chashmonaim, a distinguished family. Amalei.
You're not supposed to hear one side of the story unless the other person is
there. No. He said here, there's no dentator here. There's nothing to call dentator because he had no right to call. However, now that you're here, give me a good reason so I can come out and say that this is what happened. Not that we're buddies and I'm protecting you, that's all. I don't need, there's no dentator here. So the guy came over and said, how do you have the chutzpah to call me an Eved? You know, I come from the famous, I'm a scion of the famous family of Chashmonaim. It doesn't matter if he wasn't there or not there. It's not a real dentator. He said, now that you're here, tell me psavort. If anybody steps forward and says that I'm from the family of Chashmonaim, Avdu, you know for a fact he's a slave. Why? Because they're all wiped out. Because we know there's only one girl left, and then she went up to the one who just wanted to marry her, so she went on the roof and she jumped off, and she said, if anybody says, you're liar, because I'm the last one. And he embalmed her in honey, and he put her on the porch every day. He put her outside, and everybody thought that she was alive. And for 7 years, he was going around saying that I'm married to the thing, and by 7 years, he was so entrenched, it was too late then afterwards, he buried her. Sad story. We have a general rule, a very interesting rule. We had it in Yavamas, we'll have it in other places. Any Talmud Chacham who gives a psak, sometimes you accept it, sometimes it depends. and there's an incident that's actually that involves him. Depends when he gave his psak. Im kaidem ma'isa amra, if he gave his psak way before that this incident happened, so he's at that time he was totally objective, then shaymele. But if he comes up to the psak after the incident occurred and he's involved, and then he comes forward and he says, azay, he's in the gay bedov already. We can't take him. Ain't shaymele, we don't listen to him. So in other words, you came up with this, you tell me all of these stories now, but this is after the guy cursed you out. How can I trust you? You're giving all the tzak. This is Rav Nachman says, Rav Masne, who's not the Geber Dover, will tell you exactly the same tzak. I know that he passed the same way, so therefore, you can listen to this tzak. Rav Masne, Lechaziel, and Adoye, Teleisa, Shani, Rav Masne wasn't visiting Adoye for 13 years. Punkt, Hashgocha Prati, Zahu Yayma Asa. We're going to find out Mazda said Rav Yehuda was such a tzaddik that he said Rav Masne can support me, so Rav Yehuda shouldn't even have to hang around one day to go to find Rav Masne, that he shouldn't lose this case of it against this Chutz Pinyak. So Rav Masne fronted up in Adoye.
First time in 13 years.
We call it Gocha Pratis, we don't have that terminology yet. Ossi came into the bezin. Do you remember? So Rabbi Yehuda said to Rav Masne, tell me, do you remember what Shmuel said? So this is how they remember things. They have images because he was standing outside over there, and he had one foot on the shore on the river banks, and the other foot he had on the bridge or on the ship. Amalei, so Rav Masne said, yeah, I remember clearly. Oh, now that you painted this picture, I remember. Hachem Shmuel called the Omar that anybody steps up and says, there's nobody left to he defeated that young girl. The soul Kalila went up on the roof. The Ramya called, she raised the voice. Omar, she said, called the Omar. If anybody comes forward and says, I am a member, I'm a sign of the family of Chashmonaim, Avdahu comes from Hudas and the Ravadim. Noflam Igla, she fell off, or she jumped off the roof. She died. So then Rav Nachman got up and he says, this guy is an Eved. So very interesting. You see the whole behavior. Rav Yehuda, he knew all the halachas, clear from here. Rav Yehuda was the best student of Rav, and then he became the best student of Shmuel. He had the best teachers in the world. Yet when he was summoned, he didn't decide to pass himself without going. He went and consulted Rav Huna. Because you should never paskin for yourself. If you're in a gay bedover, you should never paskin for yourself. So he went and told Rav Huna. When he came to this whole thing, when he was telling the Rav how to paskin, Rav Nachman said, you can't tell me how to paskin because you're in a gay bedover. Doesn't matter what kind of tzaddik and what kind of Talmud Chacham you are. Let's get a third party. So they had to get Rav Masne. And Hashgacha Prati and Masne Punk's in town, then he was able to protect him. Tell me about that day. On that day, Akrin Kamok Suvosa Ben Hadoi. There were many people and women who were married to women who were members of this guy's family, and now that this family was declared to be Avadim, anyone who claimed that they were Chashmonaim, well, Avadim, there's no marriage. Rachmanis and all these women that were married, happily married for a number of years, until they find out they're married to an Eved. Kikonofik. This is many years later.
Yeah, but still, but it means that
when
they were in the town, that
they got out of the Sahara. No, Chashmonaim, Hudas was an Eved many years later. So now, what did Yehuda do? By summoning of Yehuda, he just turned the whole city of Nedoy inside out, upside down. Why? Because he suddenly revealed that this family, which obviously was very prevalent and very chashiv, are all a bunch of Avadim. And therefore, can't have anything to do with them. So what happened was, Kikon Nafik, when he started, Rav Yehuda left the Bezin, Nafik Abasrei, all the people of that family started walking after him, and Lemirgbe, they wanted to stone him and kill him, because he just revealed to the world, the whole family. Amalu, he told them, Isha Tikush Tikush, guys, if you behave and don't say anything, I'm not going to say another word. I had a fight with this particular guy, and it's his fault. Abavi Loi, if not, Magilinu Alaychu. that otherwise I have some more secrets. There are a lot of skeletons in this town, Popadisa. If you guys don't behave, I'm going to reveal more secrets. And the most difficult thing is that he actually revealed the secrets, even though he said only if you misbehave. The Amma Shmuel said, my Rebbe said, Tartiz Aryos Ikmedoi, there are two families in the Doi. I guess he went back in the Doi, and this fight happened in the Doi. There's two families in the Doi that everyone thinks the great rabbi, Tzadikim, Gvirim, and Bakobin, they sit in the Mizrvand. I want you to know that there was a Maidavand. I want you to know that they're no good. Chode, one of them is called Mikarya Deve Yaina, one is called after a kosher bird called Yaina. Mikarya and the Meyavita. The other one is called after a non-kosher bird, a raven. The Simonach, Tomei, and Toi Toi. Two families. One family is Tommy, one family is Tar. So one family is Yoni, all right, one family is not all right. So what's Pshatak? He just told them, he gave them a warning, if you guys don't behave, I'm going to say. And right away he said what they were. What was that about? I don't know. Unless they didn't behave, so therefore the Gemara just didn't bother telling us what happened, and they did it, and that's why he said. Anyway. So what the Gemara says right here, they didn't throw at him. Shodya lahu rigma miyadai. They took all the stones. They had all these stones. They were going to buy from their stones and stone them to death. They took all their stones and threw it in the water. They were scared. So maybe this is many years later when he revealed it. Lahu rigma miyadai. They took all the stones in the hand.
As a teaching of his Rebbe Shmuel. Maybe he was passing on that which he learned from Shmuel.
Yeah, but he just told them that if you behave, I won't say anything. Ishasik shasik, I'll be quiet. And within 30 seconds. Yeah, was it? No. The Gemara is saying many years later, maybe. So the Gemara, they had so many stones that become Atma Minar Malka. The entire river got stuffed up. That's how many stones they had, they're ready to kill him. Yeah. They will write Machris Rabbi Yehuda Pumbedisa. Rabbi Yehuda may announce Pumbedisa before Rabbi Yehuda was in both cities, Pumbedisa by Rav and Shmuel and Adoy. And I guess he went back to Pumbedisa, or this happened before. He made an announcement that I want you to know the following: that Ada the Yehudas and these two people, that Ada and Yehudas and Avde Yehuda Bar Papa, that they are the Avodim from Yehuda Bar Papa, Mezira from Mezira. Bati Bar Tuvia, and I want you to know that Bati Bar Tuvia is making announcements. Baramas Rucha Loishokol Gita de Cherusa, and he never got his Shtar Shichr. There's still Avodim. Machriz Rava Mechuzah. So the rabbis used to make announcements. They had a register, like in England, they have a register. They used to make announcements. They used to make announcements that Bloyi, Denoyi, Tuloyi, Meloyi, Zagoyi, these are all names of people and families. Kulam Lipsul, all these families, a black should be black man, they're all possible. Om Rabbi Yehuda says, Guvoyi, Givoinim. These are people from Givon. And that's why they call Gavoi. I want you to know that there's a group of people they call Gavoi. I want you to know who they are. They're the Gavoinim that Dovra Melech made a decree and nobody's allowed to marry. And I want you to know that that Dunan, that is another group of people or a family name called Dununisa. You know what Dununisa is? Dora Nisinoi. They come, they're also Nisinim as well. Keep away from them. It's true, yeah. What do you mean? Many generations. This is now second base of Mikdash. This is way after second base of Mikdash.
Hundreds of years.
1,000 years. Yeshua was the Givonim, and you're talking now over 1,000.
No, it's like from
or even
Ezra.
David,
from
David.
Ezra is
oh,
at least
Mezra, yeah.
450 years.
Yeah. No, much more. Rabbi Yehuda was a second generation of Amoraim. Of Amoraim, yeah.
Ezra came to Israel.
Rabbi Akiva was Churban based on Mikdash. He worked out 4 generations later as Rebbe. So it's a long time later, a couple hundred years.
Ezra came to Israel with all these people.
Yeah.
How long it took him to build the Mikdash? Then the Mikdash took 420 years. And
yeah.
Then this happened afterwards.
Hi, Bekuva, the Bumadisa. This region called Bekuva, we had in Gemara a few times, the getters, you know, from a distance here, or by Edevin, from Bekuva and so on. This is right next to Bumadisa. It's right, it's like a suburb, Bumadisa. I want, you know, Kulam Davdi, that neighborhood is infested with Avodim. Don't marry anybody from that neighborhood. Amrabim Shmuel, Arba Mez Avodim, 400 servants. But Amrabim, others say, Arbos Alofim Avodim, or 4,000 servants. Hoyeloyle Fashcha Benema, this man who lived in the times of Yimir, Fashcha Benema, he had 4,000 Avodim. The Kulam Nitmu Bakuna, they all got married into the Kainim family. Hear that? So the Kainim are all tainted. 4,000 of them. The whole Kohen, Shiyesh Ba'al Panim, now this is the test. If you find a Kohen who has Chutzpah, Ein al mehem. Must be he's is in his genes. He comes from these avodim, because kainim are supposed to be nice people. Even though we learned in other places, kainim had anger, and we learned and so on and so forth. The problem is like this: these avodim were avodim that belonged to a kohen, and the din is an eved of a kohen allowed to eat truma. So they went around eating truma, and everybody saw them eating truma. They automatically assumed must be a kohen. Nobody thought that there was so many, there are avodim, and that's how they were able to wiggle their way in. Tell me about it. They all sit in this place in the heshud of nedoy. Rabbi Lazar says, so you're saying that if you see a kohen chutz minyak, it's not natural to the kohen. Right? It comes from these avodim. However, Rabbi Lazar says, he says differently. What does Rabbi Lazar say? No, Rabbi Lazar, imri yitz a kohen ba'azaz metzach. If you ever see a kohen chutz minyak, don't think it comes from avodim. Kohen naturally are chutz minyaks. Al tirz harar acharav. You should not have second thoughts and think that maybe there's a mams in the family or a eved in the family. Why? Shenemba. Because it says a pasik. Because the Amcha, your nation, the Hosea says that the Eden are such Baal Machlaikis, because all of them are committed with Kainim, just like Kainim, we fight all the time. Very interesting Machlaikis about the personality of Kainim. Are they people who can't get along with anybody? Well, they're very nice people. Well, that's all the Pinchas. Yeah. Oh, Rabbi, but Avada.
Why is he the one who declares Tzaraas? Because he has an extra Midavar.
Yeah, exactly. Kainim is Chesed. Everybody marries a woman that is not suitable for the Gosh Baruch Hu. Mashe Shechina say Meila Kol Shvatim. When Eibushter brings the Shechina down, he testifies regarding all the Shvatim. They made Allah says nothing about him. Shneimer says Shifte Ka Eidus Yisrael. The Shvatim Ka. All through the Eibushter. Amos, I have the Eidus Yisrael. When does the Eibushter go and say Eidus Mashe Shvatim Shifte Ka? When they behave like they belong to the Eibushter. When Abishah settles down his shechina, ein masha el al mishpachas miyuchasa shebisrael. He only likes geja. Shenemar, it says be'esahinu mashem. That time the Abishah says, "Eyelakim abia Abishah lechol mishpachas Yisrael." All the families that are definitely all Yisraelim, lechol Yisrael. And I'm not saying to all the Yidden, lechol mishpachas. This is a very tough gemara here. What does it mean? Amar Abuna, Zu Miley, Yeseida, Yesh, Ben Yisrael, the Gerim, even though there are many Miley's that Gerim have of Yisrael, one Miley Yisrael has, that is Geza. Dilib Yisrael, Ksibu, by Eden, it says, Vayisi Lehem Lelekim, I will be the Eibishter, regardless how they behave, Vehem, Yili Le'am, and then they'll become my nation. The Ilu Begadim, by Gerim, it says, Miuze, Odev, as Liba, Legesh, is alive. Who has the Chuspah to come approach me? Nu'um Hashem, said the Eibishter. Then Vahayisim Le'am. First you have to come to me, and then I will associate myself with you. First of all, you behave with Zdafzain, you do mitzvahs, and then I'll be Yebishter. So Yidin have this Maila being naturally that even though they don't do anything, they still and so on and so forth. Omer Abchelbe, following this train of thought, Koshe Gedim Lisrol, Kisapachas, like Gedim. Are difficult to the Eden like a tzaras. Shenemar it says like a leprosy. Shenemar it says in the pasuk the nilva hager aleim, the ger will attach himself to them. The nispachu abes Yaakov, an attachment to his Yaakov, which is also the source of the word tzaras. This taste of here is fascinating. I won't have time to learn it, but Koshin Gedim taste gets five pshat in what it means, and the last pshat, and each one is because they still have the bad, they had a bad upbringing and so on and so forth. They still have a difficult time changing themselves, but the last pshat is written by Avram Hager. Rabbi Avram Hager says, you know why? The last one in the middle, it says Avram Hager says because the Gerim are all very frum, and the Sultan says that to every Yid, you guys say it's so hard to be frum. Look at this guy, he's a guy, didn't have to be Yid, and look how frum he is, and you guys can't be frum. You were given the thing. Ksiv Hoch says even Nisbechut says even Nisbechut you attach. Ksiv Hoch here says v'laseis v'lasapachas, it's a leprosy. We'll stop over here. So this Gemara here, the